Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Barachov. I am so happy to be teaching you today, Journey Through the Desert, Drink It In Style. If you are new to this or you don't have a recollection from last week, you could always find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana or jordanatorah.com. There's a weekly newsletter that goes out. You could let Sheer Enjoyment know, email them, or you could contact me through my website and we could get you on the email list. This week's lesson is in Refuah Shleima for Asher Lemo Ben Shein Aliba and in memory of Rivka Rabin. Asher Lemo should have Refuah Shleima and Aliyah for Rivka Rabin. So, it's Korach. What can we learn from Korach and how could his journey in the desert help us with our journey in life? So one of the things that's interesting about Korach is that he was jealous. He was looking at life and looking around him, and especially his own personal family, because he's a first cousin to Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach himself is from Shevet Levi, and he's quite jealous of his family members. And he's like looking at them, wait a second, Moshe is the leader, he's like the king, Aaron, his brother, is the high priest, and what does he have? He has like nothing. And so he's looking at things, and he's saying, this isn't fair. Now, if you're a parent and you're listening to this, this is something that you definitely can relate to, that sometimes our kids might say to us, wait, you got something for this child, it's not fair, what about getting something for me? So the best way I always try to explain it to my own children and to my actual students, I say to them, so-and-so, let's say Moshe in the class, he wears glasses, and you don't wear glasses, does it now make it not fair that he gets to wear glasses and you don't? No. I asked them, why does he wear the glasses? Because he needs them, because he can't see so good. So the glasses help correct his vision. You don't need any help correcting your vision. So now the glasses are making it on even playing field. Or I used to tell my own children, so-and-so says, not fair, they get tutors to help them study. Well, you don't need a tutor to help you study. So the tutor is just making it on an even playing field, so that each child is getting what they need. And so what Korach had a difficult time understanding is that that wasn't the role he was meant to play. And so when he looked at other people, he was jealous and felt that wasn't fair. I come from this family, and they had something that I wanted. He needed to be able to look inside himself and realize, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu tried to point out to him. He said, B'nei Levi, you are a Levi. Korach, you're special. You're unique. Your Shevet is unique and special. You are getting to work in the Mishkan. The other Shvatim, the other tribes didn't get to work in the Mishkan. He was trying to bring home the message to Korach when Moshe was talking to him. He was trying to bring home the message that look at what you do have. Look at what you are fortunate to have and the positive things that are in your life. Focus on that. Don't focus on what you're lacking and looking at other people and what they might have and what you think you're missing. Look what's inside yourself and see what you do have. And it's interesting that a lot of times people ask the question, this punishment that he had of being swallowed up by the earth, that perhaps he didn't know how to look deep inside himself and see the good qualities that he might have had. That he needed to learn to dig deep. That's one way we could look at his punishment. That he needed to look inside and dig deep and see his great qualities. That we need to look inside ourselves. We need to see our great qualities to be able to go on our journey of life. There's another answer to punished, specifically with being swallowed up. Very powerful message, a little bit different than the other message. And that is, if we look at Korach, this concept, this jealousy that he had did not happen overnight, but it was rather something that was festering inside him, deep down inside. It was this feeling of not worthy of anything else. He's not seeing his self-worth that was constant in his brain and his ever being. And what he was basically doing, he was waiting for a perfect moment in time where he could convince the rest of the nation that his argument is a strong one, and he could get people to help him in the argument. So why would this be the perfect time for him to bring up the argument? Because just last week we had the story of the spies, and they were being punished now to be in the desert for 40 years. So do you think the nation was happy? Most definitely not. So everybody is grumpy and annoyed. He says, this is the perfect time now, Carl says himself. I could get everybody on my side, and I could cause this rebellion to really thrive. It's not just going to be me anymore. I could have people join in. So this was something, again, that was stirring and boiling up inside of like a pot that boils up with a lid, and then it explodes. So it's really something that was coming from his inside that was coming out. So really, the Meshech Chachma explains that this punishment was ideal, the perfect message, symbolic to teach us that quite often whatever I have on the inside is most definitely going to come out on the outside. And so it behooves us, it's so important for us to learn to focus and work on our inward, inside emotions. And let me tell you, this journey through the desert that we're discussing right now, this is a personal journey for me as well. This is something that I'm, as I get older, and I, as my children grow older, and I learn to focus a little bit more on myself, because as a young mother, I was always constantly running and trying to do for my children, and I didn't give myself a moment to pause. I didn't give myself that moment, that time to think, until things would fester inside. But eventually, it's just going to come out. And now, I'm learning at this stage in my life, as my kids are older, and I'm not running around as much, that when an emotion comes my way, I don't let it fester inside, and I'm learning to work through those emotions, work through those feelings. So the lesson of Korach is very much something that I relate to, this message of his punishment, that he gets swallowed up inside. Or even you might sometimes see that there are people with, they have issues maybe with their eating, and there's something called a closet eater, someone who binges. This cause they're trying to hide their eating. But we all know, even if you hide all that eating, what happens is you see the effects on the outside. The weight is still gained, even though you think you're hiding it. So you're putting things on the inside, but you actually see it on the physical outside. So just like in physicality, what we are putting inside ourselves, the food that we put in, you're going to see the results on the outside. So too emotionally, what we put inside us will eventually come out. So it's so important to work through our emotions. And then how about spiritually? What are we accepting in our bodies spiritually, mentally? What are we accepting? Because you know what? It's going to reflect on our outsides as well. So such amazing lessons that we could see from the Korach story. The idea of looking at those around us and thinking that something's not fair and we can't relate or see our worth, but it's so important to see how great we are, as well as then digging deep like the punishment of Korach, looking inside, deep inside, and realizing not to let things fester and boil up like a pot and then explode, but rather learn to work through those emotions, because physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, really whatever we put on our inside is definitely going to reflect on our outside. So important. So again, if you like today's class and you want to sponsor another class, please get in touch with Shira Enjoyment. It's so amazing. You can't imagine how many people listen to this. It is so powerful to sponsor one of these classes for a Foolish Lema or for an Aliyah of a Neshama. You could, again, find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana, or you could reach out to me through my website, jordanatowers.com, or even through Shira Enjoyment. And if you, again, if you want to sign up for the newsletter, please contact Shira Enjoyment or contact me through my website. Have a great, great day. Thank you.